ready, bring it out.
It'll be a really well-dressed group.
Good evening, everyone. And welcome to this second Joint Committee on Transportation, Preservation, and Modernization, February 6, 2017. We're back. We have two items on our agenda tonight, and what I would like to do is change the order. We're very fortunate to have Director Koba here tonight, and in the spirit of getting her out and on her way home, Ms. Koba, why don't you come up and join us first? I'd like to invite her to do an update on the ODOT management assessment review process. There's been a lot that has gone on in the last few months. What we'd like tonight is an update on where the process is, the next steps in the process, and then we have some interested legislators, and we'd like to talk about the folks that will be joining you to observe the process as ODOT moves forward, as DAS moves forwards, and partners with McKinsey on bringing the recommendations forward. So thank you so much for being here tonight to just let us know what's going on in the process.
Thank you. Good evening, Madam Co-Chair and members. Katie Koba, the state's Chief Operating Officer and Director of DAS. And I'm here to give you a quick overview of getting to this point and what we envision next steps moving forward, but obviously looking forward to hearing from the members of this committee on those steps moving forward as well. The decision to move forward with McKinsey to do the management assessment of ODOT was made last fall. The contract was signed with McKinsey on September 22nd, I believe, and I took over in this position on October 1st. And it was one of those things that was highlighted for me as an issue that I would want to pay attention to. So McKinsey was in the full course of finishing or of conducting their assessment starting in October, November, and December. They provided a first draft of findings to us towards the tail end of December. And we went through and did an analysis of what was in their findings at that time and whether that met the checklist of all the items that had been identified in the scope of work. We provided some feedback to McKinsey. They went back and continued their efforts and presented a final report to DAS on February 1st.
Madam Chair. Is the scope available?
Madam Co-Chair, Senator Johnson, yes, the scope is available. It was actually a conversation we were having this afternoon about the initial scope of work that came from the Oversight Committee compared to the scope of work that ended up being in the contract with McKinsey. And the original scope of work from the Oversight Committee was when everyone was envisioning about a 6 to 7 month process. And then, as I understand it, in the midst of identifying the company to do the assessment, there was a bit of a hiccup, and we went back to re-identifying a new company to do the work. When we met with everyone after identifying McKinsey, there was consensus about having the report done in time for the legislative session. So the original thought of a 6 to 7 month work product was reduced to a 2 to 3 month work product. So we worked with a variety of folks to scale the scope back so that it fit within a 2 to 3 month time frame. So the scope that initially came to us from the Oversight Committee does not match exactly the scope of work in the contract, but we have the contract and can make that available to you.
Madam Chair, I would respectfully ask that the committee receive both documents.
Okay.
And I would also be very interested in knowing who all was included in the original Oversight Committee, and then if there was a subset or a different group of people who scaled back the original scope to the tighter timeline.
Okay. We'll look into that.
And I guess, I'm interested also in knowing the appointing authority for that second group. Because the first group, I think, was comprised largely of the OTC.
Madam Co-Chair, Senator Johnson, I don't know, and I don't know if there was an official appointed group to do the second scope of work or if it was more an informal conversation, but we'll have to find that out and get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we received the report on February 1st, and that is a report of findings with recommendations for areas of focus moving forward. The report has come to DAS. We have shared it with the Transportation Commission, with ODOT, with the legislature, and with the governor's office. And the next steps are for DAS to develop recommendations as a result of the findings from McKinsey. So internally, we have talked about a process that looks something like this. We have an internal auditor that left DAS to move to another agency earlier this year. We've asked to borrow our internal auditor, our ex-internal auditor, back. And so he is taking initial effort of going through the McKinsey assessment and developing kind of that rough outline of recommendation areas. And then we would start working within DAS in consultation with McKinsey, getting input from ODOT, from the commission, and now I understand that there is strong interest in the legislature having some input in that process, which we are open to. So we're just initiating our work on developing some draft recommendations. I can't tell you exactly how that process of outreach will work, but I think we're in conversation with the co-chairs and co-vice chairs in identifying how that might work and kind of sideboards moving forward. Our initial target date for having recommendations back out to all the individuals was the end of this month, February 28th. If we are adding a few players in terms of having input on the recommendations, that date may need to be pushed back. But I think we are all anxious to get those recommendations finalized and to you as you do your work here with this committee. So that's a very high level quick overview of what I understand has happened to date, what we're thinking about moving forward, and a time frame.
Well, that sounds like an aggressive timeline. I just wanted to let you know that we have five members of this committee who would be happy to participate. Senator Johnson, Representative Lively, Senator Girard, Representative Olson, and Senator Taylor have been asked. And if you are all willing, we would very much like you to represent us as this process moves forward.
Well, Madam Chair, we're excited.
I'm sure you are.
Thank you.
More meetings, Representative, more meetings. But this is an important issue, and we appreciate your willingness to represent us. And Ms. Koba, we will look forward to having you before us again once this culminates, and we thank you for your time, for being here tonight, and look forward to seeing you again before us soon.
Madam Co-Chair, I would echo Representative Olson's sentiments. I'm excited.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here tonight. And second on our agenda, you all have in front of you just a document. You've all read the framework that was presented last week. This is basically the charge that comes from that framework. And on the second page, you'll see the process for us moving forward with the work of our work groups that we will be assigning tonight.
Sorry to be such a pain, but you four are doing it. The rest of us are kind of playing catch-up ball. And I want to understand, this document was drafted by the co-chairs and the vice co-chairs. And this is what your expectation is of the four work groups?
Yes, and it was, I will turn to Representative Bentz, who spent some time working on this document, as did the rest of us. The process on the second page kind of determines where we move forward with what the work groups are doing, and then there are some outcomes gleaned from the framework document that you received last week. That's correct. And what I would like to do is talk. Did you have questions, Senator?
Well, I, having not seen this previously and just now reading it, I'm sort of digesting it. And I'm thinking that some of these can be enormously expansive and, if allowed to run wild, time is not our friend, in my opinion. And when I see number two, review what ODOT and ACT and cities and counties are doing, I can only draw on my own experience being very heavily involved in my own ACT, and they have an aspirational work plan and all kinds of projects. And what immediately jumps out at me when I look at number two is the last thing we need is more unfulfillable projects being offered up for we got enough projects. We got too many. We can't fulfill them all now. And I'm just trying to understand what the expectation of each one of these little subs doing a review of what ODOT, the ACT, cities and counties are doing. It can be as big as a house or as small as a little bread box. So I just don't know what your expectations are.
I'm sure.
She's on my set, so I'll address that one.
Representative Benz, would you like to address that,
right.
Vice Chair Boquist?
I'm expecting
this was
you
a collaborative document,
right.
Senator.
Since you're on my work group, I'm expecting you to restate that to the entire work group, that the world is too large, and this is the direction we want to go.
Okay, cool.
Is that
Vice Chair Benz.
True? What's happening at the national level?
Who knows?
Yeah, number three will be an easy one. Who knows? So move on.
So if I may, Madam Chair, thank you for this opportunity to respond to the senator, our senators. Well, all of you are watching football. I was doing the work of the people.
And,
guilty as charged.
Mm-hmm. The concept here is probably best understood if one looks at the process, and the idea is that our little work groups would meet and then report back to this group more informed on how challenging this exercise is going to be, given the 14 of us sitting here and all of the other folks wanting various things. So the idea is that each work group would do its best to try to figure out how it can work with the rest of us when they come back in and make their presentations to this group. I have to say, this is not the way we've done this before. So we're kind of making this up as we go, because this is not the way we've done it before. But this is the best we can do, given the fact that we have to approach it in a way that we have to get this work done. And so we could leave all 14 of us here, and we could bring everybody in front of us. We see that as being incredibly unwieldy and probably unlikely to ever result in a vote. So the idea is to break it into these pieces and then have each group report back in on a weekly basis. Since each of the four of us up here will be chairing, there'll be some coordination among the four. That's going to change a bit, I think, because of the fact that we now have an accountability work group also. But view this as a place to start. And if you want to change the charge, narrow the charge, throw the charge in the dumpster, do whatever you think fit best, and then come back in a week and explain why.
That was helpful. Thank you.
Okay. On page two, you see the process laid out. And, yes, sir. Senator Drott, my apologies.
Mm-hmm. Not to reiterate, thank you, Madam Chair. The question I have is kind of reiterating what the good Representative Smith said last time. I'm having a hard time dealing with trying to figure out what this giant picture is, like Senator Johnson says, without figuring out how much money we're going to try to allocate first. So to me, it's like we got the cart before the horse. We should know how much money are we really willing to pony up, which a lot of it's predicated on what would survive a ballot change or a ballot challenge. So could someone please give me a little bit more information why we're doing the needs first, of which I would agree with Senator Johnson, that there's no limit to the needs, and not deal with the revenue part of it first.
If I might?
Sure.
it seems backward to me to not start out with what do you have needs for before you talk about how much do you need to raise and how are you going to raise it. I mean, you could start out, right, and I think Representative Benson got his, the old way of doing this is a small group of people got in a room and proposed the size of a pie and how it would be sliced and then tried to get the votes to do it. And we were told not to do it that way.
Oh,
I mean, that, not just by the leadership, but by the membership of the assembly who opposed that last time we tried to do it.
We've been very clearly charged with doing this in an open and transparent manner, Senator, so that's what we're doing. And the work groups are broken up into four areas, which you heard during the presentation of the framework last week. Under maintenance and preservation and seismic, Representative Bentz will be chairing that work group with Senator Girard, Representative Lively, and Senator Winters. Under congestion, we have Senator Boquist with Representative Smith-Warner, Representative McLean, and Senator Johnson. Under transit, bike ped, safe routes, and highway safety, Senator Beyer with Senator Monroe and Senator Taylor. And on intermodal, I will be chairing that work group with Representative Olson and Representative Smith. Thank you all for presenting us with your proposals for where you would like to work. We made every effort to try and make sure that people ended up on work groups that they had an interest in, and we hope we've achieved that. And the process, we would like to meet twice weekly during this committee time. We've asked committee staff to look for common areas of meeting during the day. They are few and far between. So it's become clear that our 5:30 to 7:30 on Monday and Wednesdays are the most appropriate times for our work groups to meet. What we'd like you to do is plan on two meetings weekly. We'd like each group to report, do a brief report to this committee as a whole on Mondays. We'll do a 5:30 to 5:45, 6 o'clock update on where the work groups are, break into work groups, and then you'll have the rest of the committee time on Mondays and the full complement of time on Wednesdays for the work groups to meet. Each work will be staffed. And we'll be in a meeting room in the building where you can sit in the round. Any member is welcome to attend any meeting. We do need to be careful to avoid a quorum of this committee. So make sure that if you are stepping into someone else's committee, if you do have the time, that there is not a quorum present. Work groups are welcome to invite presentations or testimony to inform the group. Live or written comments may be made and submitted to the meeting, to the work group, and the work group action would require consensus. Minority positions and concepts may be carried forward to the full committee if there are some. And we would, this is a relatively aggressive timeline. We would prefer that recommendations of the work of the work group be to this committee by March 15th. And final recommendations of the work group should be drafted into a memo and presented for the JCT for consideration. One topic came up that I wanted to bring to your attention. If your work group finds an issue that you are in consensus on, you know it is something that will more than likely be accepted, you're welcome to bring it to the co-chairs. If we can all come to an agreement on that, we could then move that down to begin drafting if there is something that is easy to do and ready for work.
So. Madam Chair, is any drafting underway now?
No.
Okay, not by individual members leading towards a package?
No.
Okay.
But if there are things that are coming forward that we know are ready to go, we should begin that process. So go ahead and bring them to the co-chairs.
Cool. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn to Patrick. Patrick has been diligently working on trying to figure out a way where we can all fit into a room in the building and be staffed. So he has figured out where we're all going. at the culmination of this meeting tonight. I think that tonight is a night for organization for each of the work groups to get together and figure out what they would like to do starting on Wednesday with what experts they want to bring in, who they want to invite, set up how they want to do their business. So Patrick's got a schedule for us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the four groups, Group 1, Representative Benz's group, is going to meet in Room 243, which is the caucus room right outside of the Senate chamber. Group Number 2 will meet upstairs, fourth floor house wing.
Left or right, up or down?
Left and up.
Patrick.
Which is group number two?
Oh, I'm sorry. Group number two, Senator Boquist's group, that's a congestion group, will be meeting in H-470, which is the conference room, the fourth floor of the House wing. Group number three, that's the transit safe routes group, is going to meet upstairs in the main part of the building in the L-Pro office area, room 454. And then group four, which is the multimodal group, chaired by Madam Chair, will be in room 257, which is the caucus room outside of the House chamber.
And are these permanent assignments?
I think we'll have to wait and see how well they work out. If they, you know, that's the best shot we could take at a workable room for tonight, and consider them permanent until we hear otherwise. How about that? There'll be staff in each room. The staff's job will be twofold. One, we'll pass around a sheet to make sure we take names, organizations, and most importantly, email addresses of everybody who's in that room. So hopefully we'll get, between the four groups, a universe of everybody who's here. That way we'll make sure, because we're going to be doing a lot of this outside of posted agendas, Madam Chair, there won't be notices that go out through our regular gov delivery system. So we're going to have to do it by email lists.
Listserv.
Well, yeah, to use the old, really old-fashioned way of saying it. So we'll be doing it that way. So if you attend any of the four tonight, just make sure you sign in to whichever group you attend. If you don't attend tonight, feel free to send myself an email, and we'll get you on the list to get notifications about work groups, times, and places that may change, Madam Chair.
Patrick, would a listserv, do you want individual to each work group, or will one listserv manage all four?
I think we'll just
so
do
people
all.
Can send you. They can we'll request
probably,
one.
Yeah, we'll probably do all four, Madam Chair. Okay. We'll just each email that goes out, because they're meeting all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, until such time as we have need to send specific notices about subcommittees meeting outside, or workers meeting outside of the regular Monday.
If you find that you can figure out a time in your work group where you can meet, please feel free. You'll need to let staff know if it works, that they'll have to work it into their schedule as well.
We'll make it work if you can find a plan.
I know Patrick looked and there weren't very many or any at all, so if it works, let us know. Yes, Senator.
Thank you. You've indicated that there will be staff present. Hmm. Who is the staff?
Do you want to go through that?
I can do that too. So for Group 1 with Representative Benz, we'll have Victor Dodier reviewing Group 1. I will be doing Group 2 with Senator Boquist. Nita and Sam in the corner back there will be tag teaming Group 3 with Senator Beyer. And then.
Excuse me, I didn't.
Nita and Sam.
Ah, thank you.
Our two committee staff back in the corner, and then Tim Walker will be staffing Group 4 with Representative McEwen.
And Mr. Walker is my committee admin staff for House Transportation.
That's for clarification.
Madam Chair? Okay,
yes,
just
sir.
I think I know the answer to this, but looking at all these, none of this is public record as we meet.
It's a public meeting. Okay. Anyone can attend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to be recording it, obviously.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. Mr. Beyer, anything else to add? Vice Chair Boquist, Vice Chair Benz, anything to add?
I'm hungry.
All right. On that note, go forth and do good work. We are adjourned.
Okay.